Welcome to T-Bird Live, the talk show that covers the latest topics, trends, education, and discussion in the worlds of business and technology. Now, here are your hosts, Trina and Rick Bird.
Good morning!
Good morning.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome
to T-Bird Live. I'm your host, Trina Bird.
I'm your co-host, Rick Bird.
How you doing today?
I'm great. It's great to be back. Just talking to our producer about a couple of things going on vacation, people going off. It's that time of season. The weather's breaking.
Yesterday was 79 down in Maryland.
It's unbelievable of this weather, but I'll take it anywhere I can get it. This has been great so far, and I hope it continues on.
Well, we just want to wake up every day, so we'll go. If it's hot, we'll deal with the hot.
We'll see. What's on the agenda for today? I know you got something in store for us.
I do. Today we're going to talk about tax time. Tax time, which is a dreaded time of the year for everybody. I know I can't stand that time of the year because it's just, you know, a lot of work, regardless of whether you're doing it for your business or you're doing it for your personal or individual taxes. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a few classes, programs that you can utilize for free. And, you know, a lot of people are not too keen on using free software when it comes to doing their taxes. But, I mean, we're going to talk about one. You can go right to the IRS.gov website and file them. How safe can you get if you go
and
there?
Like, it's best to go there to get the resources that you need because you know that that's 100%. Well, then again, 100% like legit. But then again, you still have to do the research because there are a lot of things out there that look authentic, but are really
not. Yeah, because the IRS has been, I got a call. As a matter of fact, I think it was last week, and they said my taxes were not filed correctly, and the IRS was, you know, going to come after me if I didn't. This is on my business line. Mm-hmm. And they were going to come after me if I didn't make these corrections right away. And I started to play with them, but I was kind of busy. Because when I get these calls, I like to play with the people and just get them angry so they'll think about hopefully the next person they try to squeeze money out of. But I was on a business call, so I couldn't really play with them. And then, of course, I tried to dial a number back, and then it's not a legitimate number. And that's a key point, a key tip.
A key giveaway.
Hang up. When you get these calls, hang up. And all of us have caller ID. So just call the number back and... If it's a legitimate location,
it will. One of them now, Saved by the Bell.
No, that was, it'll usually, and I'm not saying all because I don't get all the calls, but I know the one that I called back, it said it was a non-listed, no, it was not a valid phone number. So they don't want you to have their phone number because then you can track them. Mm-hmm. So if you get that call, just, you know, if you want to toy with them a little bit, you can, or just hang right up and then say, or tell them, I'm busy right now, I'll call you right back. So you call up, you dial that number, and you try to call right back. And if you get that invalid phone number, then you'll know for sure.
That is not correct.
If you're a senior citizen, just hang up. Just hang up.
Oh, another thing, too. They will want to prompt you on trying to say yes.
Oh, good point.
If you say yes, that means that you
have been
recorded. Right, that you now they will come on and say you are in the process of being recorded, and if you say yes, they got you.
Oh, no, not in the beginning, not with these guys. What they'll do is say, "Hi, Trina."
Just what happened to me before?
They
yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, what happened to you before?
Like, if you say yes, who's this? You know, may I ask who this when you engage all you need to
right,
do?
Right, but what
say,
I'm saying is that they don't
say yes.
They don't ask you. They don't tell you that they're recording you. They don't tell you that. That's the point I'm making. They don't tell you that they're recording you. They'll just say, "Hi, Trina. This is such and such a. Can I verify your name as Trina Bird?" And then when you say yes, that part's recorded. And then after you say that, then they may come on and say, "Okay, well, we're going to record this conversation." But by then, they already have you saying yes, and they've already repeated your name. And so that's the part that they keep, and then they do whatever they got to do to scam money from you.
Right.
And I just want to be clear on that.
You acknowledge that you say yes to whatever that's coming from behind. So just like you said, just hang up the phone and don't even participate or engage in conversation with them.
Exactly.
You know, that's not a number that you're not used to seeing.
We're also going to do preparing for your accountant. I'm going to tell those business owners out there what to get ready for your accountant so that you can save money, because the more they have to do, the more they charge. The more you get done in preparation for them, the more you're going to save. And the big important portion of a component of that is that you make sure that you are saving money. And sometimes you can get an accountant. I've had one in the past where I've done all the upfront work and they still want to charge me an outrageous amount for preparation when I've already prepared you. All you have to do is do what you do best. Take the numbers, follow the state code.
Some numbers, baby.
And
that's
then,
all.
You know, make it happen. So you got to be real leery about who you hire as an accountant. Make sure that, you know, they're going to be charging you in the right time, the right financial window that you can afford. And of course, you're getting the best for your buck. We have a great accountant, and he's been really, we just changed actually last year. We had a bad experience after being with someone for 10, 15 years.
That's another thing. When you,
they get burnt out.
Yeah,
so
when you get,
shop around.
They do get burnt out, but when you get like really, really like complacent about what? About this person. Yeah, I know the guy or I know her. She's not going to, harm me. Beware of that. Shop around. It takes time out of your day, but by the same token, in the long run, you'll get a lot back.
Absolutely. I'm not saying that if you had an accountant for like 100 years and they've been doing you great, you know, go look for somebody else. But do double check behind them. Don't get complacent in the fact that you just rely on them to take care of everything, dot every I, cross every T, because when the IRS comes knocking, that accountant will do as much as they can, but they will not share the cell with you when you get arrested for tax fraud. So
they're not going to serve your time.
I had an accountant used to tell me, I'll bring you cigarettes, I'll bring you cigarettes. And he used to joke about it all the time. And I'd be like, this dude, you know, something is not right with this picture. And I start shopping around. And I got my next accountant who was a highly recommended. And she messed up my tax, business taxes, two or three times. And basically, it was me who was the one that caught the error before we even went to file. So I'm thinking to myself, well, if I'm got a watch behind her to this point, I need to get me somebody. And then I got another one, and that's the one we just talked about. She lasted a good 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
And
she was good.
She's good.
So you were satisfied with her, right?
Yeah, she just got to be complacent. She,
exactly.
You know, she would file my taxes late all the time, and she would not even like really read my information in its entirety, because I put together a nice package and they would just go in and do their thing and not look at important things like major purchases I made. We happen to have two businesses, so there were two separate sets of documents that she needed to look at, and she would only look at the main one that she was custom, you know, once we got the food truck business. You know, she didn't know too much about that, so she kind of put that on the back burner. It was just a mess. So this particular one we've got now, we're talking the span of like 30 years of being in business. So the one we just got last year seems to be on top of things. He was even so detailed as
you know,
he looked
all
at,
of like the new tax rules that were out.
Well, no, not necessarily tax rules. Remember, he looked at the pricing of our product and told us that we were pricing it wrong. And he really wanted to, you know, make sure, and we took his advice, and he was right. So to that level, you know, that's the part that I'm talking about. When you get an accountant, you want somebody that takes the time to look at the entire picture. That's part. We just kind of went off on that, but let's get back to subject. Well, actually, not subject, but to the agenda.
Okay, Jen.
First thing I want to point out is that April 15th is not the tax day that your taxes are due.
Right.
Now, the 15th happens to be a Saturday, and so usually they push it over to Monday. But this year, they're pushing it over to Tuesday, the 18th. And I kind of think because
there's a holiday
Easter is Sunday, and some people may be off for Easter Monday, Maybe the post office is closed on Easter Monday. I'm not sure. But it'll definitely be the 18th this year. So you've got a couple of extra days to file your taxes. And so we want to talk about some of the free programs that you can use to file your taxes if you're doing your taxes yourself. IRS.gov is one. TurboTax. Now, TurboTax, I thought was real interesting. They are allowing you to capture your W-2 by using your cell phone to upload it. So that's really cool. Before, you would have to have like a PDF file.
Right.
And you'd have to scan it and then just upload it if you filed online. Well, TurboTax is allowing you to just take a capture of it with your cell phone or any device that you have. And it also is working across the devices. So if you're doing your taxes, you don't necessarily have to be at a computer now. You can use your cell phone, your tablet, or your computer, which is really, really cool. I don't know about IRS.gov. You may have to, because it's based off the website, it may have to be exclusively done using a computer. But if anyone out there knows differently, you're welcome to call the show at 888-463-6748 and give us some enlightenment on this whole tax thing. But for what we know, you'll be able to do it definitely on the website. And if you're using one of these other programs, you can use your smart devices. So you can be in your car waiting in traffic and file your taxes. How cool is that?
I tell you, like myself, I'm not a number crusher. I'm not... you know, when it's tax time, it gets really, really scary. Like, especially if you're your own boss, you control your own hours. This is the time you really need to sit down with your accountant to really get those numbers in line. Because I know that they're, like myself, they're all over the place. But I need to bring them in, you know, like February, like those cold days when I'm out there. You know, doing stuff. I like to bring my paperwork together, and it's really not enough time. And just like what Trina said, you got to keep it in order to have some kind of order. So when you present to them, because if they have to sort it out, it's gonna cost you more money in the long run. That will mess with your bottom line, because you have to control everything, even your vacation days. But then again, when you're in business by yourself, there is no vacation days. It's ongoing.
It sure isn't.
So, you know, I will say, which is like the more the silver lining with this, there are some impressive tax advantages once you submit that you have your own business that you do qualify for.
Well, let's stay with the person.
I know you're going to get into that.
Yeah, a little bit later.
A little more later.
All right, so the free ones are, like I said, IRS.gov. We're going to take you through. Hopefully you can log in and take a look at the video portion of our live internet radio show and get to see the screenshots that we have. Share the screen. If you don't, you definitely can go to TalkZone.com. Within 24 hours, and you'll be able to, or towards the end of the day, Dave's real good with that, and you can watch the video portion of our show. But for right now, if you're not tuned in, we're going to try to do our best to describe it to you. But I'm going to wait until we have our first commercial break, and when we come back, I'll go into showing you guys and describing the different free tax programs that you can utilize if you're doing your individual taxes yourself, and then talk a little bit about how savvy you don't have to be in order to get it done. We're going to take our first commercial break, and we'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for tuning in to T-Bird Live, where our listeners can take advantage of weekly giveaways, ask questions live on the show, log into our computer for live demos, get a shout out about your business, become a guest on our show, and learn a ton about business and technology. As a dedicated listener, you can register for several online business and technology training programs at a discounted rate of just $59 a week. Subjects include Microsoft Word, Excel, Access, PowerPoint, Publisher, QuickBooks, and more. All completed courses offer certification and the opportunity to earn a free course for each paid week of training. Visit our website at tbirdcenter.com. That's bird spelled with a Y. tbirdcenter.com. Click on online classes and view our entire list of classes. Email us at thetbirdcenter@gmail.com or register right from our website, tbirdlive.com. Click on Contact Us and enter Online Training Talk Zone. When registering at our website, you'll automatically receive our monthly newsletter and a chance to win any one of our digital training guides on business and technology. Tune in every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time for the latest in business and technology. For more info, visit tbirdlive.com. You're listening to T-Bird Live on Talk Zone. Back to Trina and Rick Bird.
I'm your host, Trina Bird, along with my co-host, Rick Bird. You cool?
Yeah, I'm cool. This is a segment I don't want to give out any false information.
That's right. This
is very, very critical.
Exactly.
I've been told that I gave out some wrong.
Well, you did. This year was since you've been
all right.
Yeah,
we'll go with that.
That's the truth. This year, since you've been retired, you did participate more than usually. For the last 30 years, I've been gathering all this information.
I'm not a true number cruncher.
No, you don't have to be. You did start because you know when we get to that part, the segment of the show where we're going to talk about getting prepared for your accountant, you did get prepared for the accountant. You had a very strong, intricate part in preparing the documents that we had to give to him so that, you know, we wouldn't be charged a whole lot of money for it. So I'll make sure I cue you in on that. All right, let's talk about this software. The first one I'm going to talk about is Credit Karma. Now, that's not it, Credit Karma. It's let's get started and take a look at it. This one popped up. It wasn't in my regular lineup. Yeah, it is Credit Karma.
Yeah.
Yep. They will allow you to do your taxes. I don't think I'd like to make that connection with my credit and doing my taxes, because then there's information in your taxes that
it's already on their file.
That may add to their file structure. So I don't know if I do that. But they do free federal and state e-filing. They're saying that you get to keep your whole refund. There's no fees attached to it. Everything's included for free. So, and they have a dedicated support team. So I don't know if I'd go there. Let's go to the next one. Tax Act. We used this. Remember we worked with a company that came in and used Tax Act they did a training program. They were actually teaching people how to prepare taxes. They were, equivalent to Hewlett.
Right.
They use Tax Act.
Matt, you were the
And man. Take a look at this one. This one says free, right? Start for free. So for itemizers, homeowners, and investors, it's $37. And you can start for free, whatever that means. And if you do the state, it's an additional $38. So how could it be free? So be wary of those kinds of they're free. And then they say things like start for free, and then there's a premium. So what do you start doing? You put your information in for free, and then you they charge you to process it. They've got a little table here, and it describes what is free versus HR Block and TurboTax.
Mm-hmm.
So to file a simple federal tax return, 1040 EZA is $0. So I guess that's the part that's free. If you have any investments or anything that you want, any deductions or anything like that, then that's when it becomes $37. If you're self-employed and you need to do business forms, it's $47. That is very reasonable, I have to tell you, because our accountants, you know, over the years have been $500 and higher. But then again, they're doing most of the work. These programs are legitimate programs, and they don't, they have built-in measures so that you don't make mistakes with putting in the wrong information or, you know, being able to do click on something that doesn't really apply to you. So I think it's trustworthy. I would definitely recommend it. Again, TaxAct is going to also require a $38 fee if you're going to do your state taxes. Now, in comparison to H&R Block, it costs you $29.99 to do a simple return. TurboTax is the same. And based on if you have any deductions or anything like that, like you have a home or you have any kind of insurance or any kind of deductions, that's going to require $54.99 versus $79 for TurboTax. And if you're self-employed, that's $79 to $114. I don't know of any business that doesn't have deductions. So you need to go straight over to that fee, which TaxAct seems to be the most inexpensive at $47. And they all charge you more for doing the state tax.
Even though the web page is clean, it's some hidden figures that are probably
Yeah, so how is it free?
So beware.
You know, you got to, yeah, you definitely got to beware. Now, IRS has got a free e-file, and they've got like a little nice video on there that tells you how much you can, you know, if you earn, how much you can, but what part is going to be free and what part is not going
right.
to be free.
So all of it's not free.
Let's go to IRS. We're going to go to IRS.gov and basically
I
see
call
what.
I call those the guy with the suits.
Yeah, definitely. And what it's saying is that if you make under $64,000, you can file your taxes free. If you make over $64,000, then it's going to be, I guess, a little bit more money. But other than free, I guess. But who knows? I mean, I think I would probably be a little afraid to do mine on the, you know, because say you go in there and you're plugging in some numbers and then you go back and change it, you know, because the outcome doesn't come out really good like you want it to. They could be recorded. I mean, that could all be captured on their website. So I don't know if I would use IRS.gov. But I guess if you got a simple tax return and you don't have anything but, you know, you're a single person and you don't want to spend that money and all you have is you as a deduction and you're just trying to get your taxes done and get your refund as fast as possible, then I would recommend IRS.gov.
But bam, you know, that's how they get you. You want your money right away and then the e-file. And I think I've never done it before. You could go and get your money out early or something. But there's a
penalties. Yeah, those are those
you gotta be aware of those
other
too.
Companies,
yeah.
Yeah, that'll take percentage. And you know about that because you go to them and your whole objective is to get your money, not have to wait on the government to send you the check. You'll go to them, they'll take a look at your tax return refund, and then they just, it's like a check cashing place. When you go to check,
yeah,
cash
they take
a check,
percentage
they
out.
Take a percentage, so you gotta be real careful. But back to the IRS, if you have income below $64,000, you're free file, you can, you know, file them for free using their software. And they also have a free state return options available as well. And right from their website, you can go click right on start free file. Now, if you are $64,000 and above, it says free file fillable forms. So double check that. It may be some type of fee associated with that. I didn't get a chance to look into that and see what the detail of it was. But it says that it definitely will. You have to have your 2015 tax return available, and you must know how to do your taxes yourself. So you gotta have some insight on how to get them, you know, all your deductions. You gotta have, you have major knowledge in order to do it. Whereas the one that's $64,000 and less, there's, assistance that they'll give you free to help you and walk you through it.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Is it, I mean, when you come in, there are like certain minimal things that you need, or you just need one piece of paper and say, you know, when it's filing my taxes for
well,
like the short term.
They got a little video, and they also have a bunch of forms that are available right there on that same web page. And you can read up on the detail of it, but just be careful and be sure, because you know, we use social media, and when I say social media, I mean we use this technology to a point where we think of it of being more convenient than anything else first. Mm-hmm. But then we don't understand the underlying atmosphere that we're creating for ourselves.
That's
such
a whole
as,
show within itself.
It is.
Believe me.
It is, because I can't tell you the different things I've seen on Facebook or you heard on the news where crazy people videotaped everything, and once they videotaped everything, they were shocked that the cops showed up at their door because they just gave them all information. So think about that when you're doing your taxes with IRS.gov. I'm not putting it down, but, you know, like I said initially, you know, you go in there and you're trying to get the best results. And, you know, that information as you're clicking and adding and deleting and all that may be captured. So that's all I'm saying. All I'm saying.
So, lesson learned.
Yeah, lesson learned. All right, let's see what else we have available that's free. And you know what? I'm just Googling free tax software for 2016. That's all I'm doing, to see what type of programs are out there free. And I, you know, because we're in business, we've never used the free service. I think we did, yeah, before we got into business, when our first business was a paper route. And I think we did use software program to do our taxes at that time.
We had deductions.
It was TurboTax.
Yeah.
Well, we had minimum because we had the paper route, so we did have a few deductions. You remember the cost of so don't say I'm not even gonna go there.
No,
but we
no,
did
no.
have we did have deductions. We had the cost to, the gas was a deduction when we had the paper route.
The gas.
We also had the plastic bags we had to buy and the tie. Clips and
tires and all other
yep,
stuff.
Yeah, the billing, all that stuff was itemized. So, you know, that's another point we should probably make before we go forward.
What the itemization is key. That's key too.
Even if you're just a regular, let's Google it. Itemizations for individual tax deductions, and let's see what they give us. I don't think there's too many now. Yeah, you don't even get anything.
Right back to Credit Karma and the other ones.
If you're 65 or older, you are allowed to deduct unreimbursed medical care expenses that exceed 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. That's threshold remains at 7.5%. Wow. That's
I don't want to be sick to get a deduction.
Right. Or 65. I remember when you could deduct interest on your credit cards. You remember those days?
Oh, man. Yeah.
I definitely remember those days. I'm still Googling it. It says tax deduction is a reduction of income that is able to be taxed and is commonly known as a result, is commonly from a result of expenses, particularly those incurred to produce additional income. So I don't see where we're getting any kind of deductions, but we're not accounting people. We're just trying to give you some insight from the technology and business side. So make sure you talk with your accountant on your individual taxes to make sure, or not accountant if you're doing them yourself, but just do the research on the internet.
Right.
But we all know that there's a single married filing separately, single married filing jointly, head of household deductions. For 2016, there's $6,300 for single, $12,600 for married, and then head of household is $9,300. So everybody gets a deduction initially.
And we suggest, like, if you have things in your life that are what, like, more or less, like, tax negotiations and settlements, you know, like tax levy, liens, IRS audits, and wage, one is garnishment, we recommend you going to...
yeah, that's a good point. Get them done.
Right, go in there and get it right, because if not, you could end up in some, like owing like more money than you came up with originally. So be aware of those.
Yeah, because those penalties are crazy. You know, you see and hear about the stars that go to jail. I can't imagine what everyday people get in trouble for. There's also an itemized deduction that can reduce your tax table. It says if you're in the 15% tax bracket, every $1,000 in itemized deductions knocks off $150 off your tax bill. So pretty much that, you know, do your research. Just do your research.
That's all.
You know, H&R Block is owned by the IRS, so I would check out... I'd check out H&R Block and compare to IRS.gov and, you know, speak to somebody that knows. I know the libraries almost all around the country will do your taxes for free if you're a senior citizen. But it wouldn't hurt if you're a younger person to go and talk to one of those people because they are volunteers and they will help you.
Now, let me ask something about SCORE. Is SCORE, can SCORE help you with this taxes thing? Like, this is just a off my question, but you have like professionals in there that do they do this at this time of year, you think?
They do. I happen to have been a SCORE chairperson for about 8 or 9 years in New Jersey. And if you have a retired accountant or even a government employee that wants to volunteer their time and become a member of SCORE to provide free counseling, you know, you definitely will be able to, you know, tap into their knowledge and experience for free under the SCORE realm. You can go to SCORE.org and find a local chapter, and they will put you in touch, especially if you're in business. I don't know that they do individual, but, you know, if you want to get the free information, go in there and say you're about to start a business, and they help you then, too. So you can talk to the accountant and see if that, you know, if you need to fix anything, or if you got taxes that are due from a previous year, you may be wanting to do them. But, you know, the IRS also gives free counseling. I know in New Jersey that you could go to the IRS government building and set up an appointment, and you would meet with a one-on-one person to help you come up with a good plan. But, again, you know, they don't work for you. They work for the government. So I would be a little leery. And there's people that have that as a business.
I think what they say with a grain of salt.
Right. I think the best person to talk to would be your accountant, because your accountant is the person that's going to have your best interest and parallel to, you know, making sure that what they do under their business name is legal and legit. So they're going to not give you bad information because they don't want you to sue them, number one. Number two, they don't want to get audited, because when they get audited, their name is on the tax preparation form. It says that they were the preparer. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, they are the person that, you know, is going to be not held accountable, but certainly they're going to look at that.
Because you're going to pay the money back.
Remember that guy? He was an accountant in our neighborhood, and he went to federal prison because he was doing illegal taxes, getting people all his money back, and it was fraudulently done.
Right.
And he served 3 years in the federal penitentiary. So, you know, anything in life today.
And came out and did the government's taxes.
Like that movie. Crenshaw. What was that movie?
He was doing Redemption.
Yeah, he was doing the taxes for the, what's the guy that heads up the prison?
For the warden.
For the warden. But he got him good. But, you know, again, I just, you know, it's tax time. The biggest thing that we could tell you right now is just get them done. You got a couple of extra days. It is the 18th now instead of the 15th. Do your necessary homework. The internet is your tool for that. And now go to the H&R website. Go to H&R Block website. Go to the IRS.gov website, because there's a load of information there, and that information is valuable to you so that you can make the right decisions. Because I think they have up to 7 years to come back at you for that tax return if something is not done correctly. And lo and behold, if you have a business, just please make sure that that business entity is done like it should. Because if it's not, then you'll actually get into big trouble with your business. You know, there's a lot of companies that have been shut down on account
of
them not doing what they need to do in terms of following the taxes correctly. Now, our next segment is going to be, I guess I should have took out some of these numbers. I don't want to give all my business. But I want to show you what I put together using Excel, or I can't say we put together because Rick was heavily involved with,
oh, well, thank you.
You know,
thank
preparing you. This information for the accountant. And that's our next segment, and that is getting prepared for the accountant.
Well, like, before we do, you know, there's a question that more has come up. Should I itemize? The answer to that is yes. What should you do? Itemize. First of all, let's start with top of the line and medical and dental expenses. A lot of people go.
Can we cover that, Rick?
I know, but I want to just make sure.
Okay.
As long as like deductible taxes, your mortgage, your interest, and your charitable contributions. Those are like key things that like a lot of people like forget.
Excellent, Rick.
And they don't put in there.
Now, wait, let me ask you a question. The charitable contributions would be like what? Like when we take those clothes to the...
Yeah, like the cleaners, like your furniture, like you donate a car, things, you know, things to that effect.
Mm-hmm. Very good point.
Also, when like you're in like business, your business use of your home, your business use of your car, your travel expenses. A lot of people say, I put gas in my car. I need to get from A to B. That's a deduction. Also, your business entertainment, say for instance, you go out, and have lunch with like a client. That's a deduction. Your work related education expense. Well, I need a couple courses to go on. And, so that's a deduction. Mm. All those should be itemized. Also, if you have employees, your employee business expenses. And heaven like forbid, you have casualties, like a disaster, say for instance you have a flood or something in your one place of business, and also theft, like your theft losses. Somebody might take something out of your office or like your business.
Mm. It's
you have to more or less like declare that. You can declare that. Mm-hmm. So make sure you put those in play. And at the end of our next segment, we can actually, I guess, go over this again so you can make sure that these are in order.
Or they could, that's a good point, Rick.
You can go to the IRS. There are some, the IRS website, they have itemized this up to 500 items, but I only gave you the top 15, so you can make sure that you get those in.
15?
Yeah, because those are like major like deductions.
Major deductions. Okay.
All right.
Good job.
Oh, no, go ahead. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure before we go to commercial break that we stay on.
Oh, no, we still got some time before commercial break.
Something else with the Wallace database.
Thank you so much for fixing it.
You are so welcome.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, let's get to preparing for your accountant, which Rick again did a great job in preparing that information. And you gotta admit, how do you feel when you did all that gathering of the data for the accountant? How did you feel about my role in the last 30 years of me doing
it? Okay, you've been doing it for long, and like I commend you, like in fact for doing it. And there is, but I must, it did help me understand that there is a lot entailed in getting that together and like the preps and like the pros and cons of it. It did in fact enlighten me that like all this has to be done every year. And I'm like saying, well, even though I haven't contributed 100% in like the past, I can say, hoorah, I gave it all this year. So
you did. How many hours did it take you? You think?
No, and like it's still
a lot of work.
It's still ongoing because like guess what, once you did that for like 17's bills and receipts were still coming in. Mm-hmm. So it's an ongoing process and you have to stay up on it. So mm-hmm. You know,
are you going to put in any different procedures this year now that you're responsible for that area?
Well,
I noticed you put your receipts in
a matter of fact, I do have a business record book that
expense
I want to
book.
You know, must take this as my Bible to make sure I get things in order to save myself, because again, as I said, it's an ongoing process for everybody and you need to get involved with it.
And although that's a business, let me see it, Rick. Even though that's a business expense record book, mm-hmm. you can also get one or create one for your own personal.
Yeah, like you can create it yourself.
Yeah, and it's just pockets. And what you do, what is separated, makes it so unique is that it separates all your expenses from auto, travel expenses, insurance, gas and tolls. Receipts. Office expenses you wouldn't have, but other expenses you have on an individual basis. And you could just take a manila folder and label it, put it in a file cabinet, one of those little portable file cabinets, and every time you get a receipt, you just drop it in there in the right category, in the right pocket, and then at the end of the tax season, you've got everything organized, and you can tally it up, and that prepares you for what I'm about to show you with what I did in Excel. So first thing I did was I put together a Excel workbook, and I did an introductory page in sheet one, which just listed the contents that were going to be included in the Excel worksheet so the accountant could easily follow. I made sure I put my name, I put the name of the business, and we happen to have two businesses. So I kind of separated some things to make it easier for him, put the year for the tax return and the date that I prepared it. And so what's included in the package that you should have for every for your accountant is definitely do all your work in QuickBooks, because if you get all your data entry in QuickBooks, then they don't have to pay somebody to put the data entry in there, and that costs you money, because some companies will just turn over their weekly monthly bank statements, and every transaction that's on the bank statements, someone in that office has to record those individual transactions into their proprietary system, because most accountants have a proprietary system that they actually use. And I think you have that Excel spreadsheet, Rick, on your computer, do you?
Yes, but I'm hooked up to the piece there.
See if you got it, because it'll be displayed on the back. And so putting in all your data will definitely save you hundreds of dollars. And it's good to do that data on a monthly basis. Don't wait until the end of the year or January, February, trying to prepare for April. Start to document, like Rick said, with his expense report. He's going to be putting those expenses into QuickBooks on a monthly basis. And so, therefore, everything is kept current. And you can see the picture of your business as you progress throughout the year, including your written checks, the deposits that you make, and then those cash receipts. Second thing on my list is this Excel workbook. Like I previously stated, I separated all of my online transactions versus my e-transfers, because a lot of us don't write checks anymore. We automatically pay things. Well, all of those entries appear in the bank statement, and they have to be recorded somewhere. And so if you put all that information in Excel as you do them, it'll make life easier for you, and it'll give a clear picture to your accountant. So you can create that workbook so that it automatically calculates and adds up each one of those transactions as you enter them into the worksheet itself. Some people do it in QuickBooks. I happen to do it in Excel because it's just a lot of work doing it in QuickBooks. And when you go to QuickBooks, you can put in the total amount for a particular category rather than each individual. But in Excel, you put the individual, so it supports that total amount that's in QuickBooks. So you get what I'm saying. Then I separated my cash receipts. And, of course, I downloaded all my bank statements from my banking website. And put them in there, and then all the tax documents so that you get all your W-2s and 1099s and any tax-related document. Of course, you're going to include that. And I happen to include a referral that I made to my accountant, because he has a policy. If you make a referral, they'll give you a $500 something. So I put that in there to remind him that I did give him a referral.
Right.
All right. Now, our online transactions. Basically, how you set that spreadsheet up is, I think we're going to go right through without commercial break, because this is so important. And by the time we do the next show, it'll be, tax time will be over. So going forward, we did a online transactions. What I did was create a column for the month and went from January to December. And then I listed all my online transactions that I do, online bill payments. So my mortgage for the business is paid online, AT&T, Sam's Club, Amazon, all my bills I have for the business, gas company, electric, all of that. I listed all of my transactions, all of my categories as headings. And then for the month, I went in and put the amount in. Actually, Rick did all this, so he did a really good job. My next sheet in the workbook was for e-transfers. Now, they're different than online payments, and they're also different for debit card payments. So e-transfers mean, for example, we purchase a lot of software, and we also purchase training materials. And rather than make a checkout, I just automatically transfer the payment to a debit card account, and then the automatic transactions are done through that credit card. And I don't have to worry about making sure the bill is paid because it's an automatically e-transfer every month. And I don't use my main bank account that holds all the money in case, you know, somebody gets my account number, they can go in and wipe me out. So I have a separate debit card set up just for e-transfers so that I use that debit card to actually make my transaction payments. And so therefore, putting that e-transfer in to go automatically every month eliminates any risk of anybody wiping out my bank account. So there you have it for e-transfers. And then I went even further to explain those transfers so that he could understand what category to put them in. So reoccurring payments, I did the payment description as well as other expenses. I also created a sheet within the workbook on major purchases. They need to know what you meant, you know, purchase that is anything over like $15 or $1,000, depending on what your accountant tells you, so that they can itemize and, cause you don't take, depending on what, how much money you've made mm-hmm. for the business, they can take the entire write-off or they actually take off so much per year. And I'm thinking what the terminology of that is, but it was not coming to my mind right away. But all of those investments that you've made with big purchase items, you can list those as well. I also itemized the income. And so I created a spreadsheet that listed each month and how much money came in to make that easy for them. And then I did a QuickBooks. I referred them to QuickBooks for those individual income deposits that made up that monthly amount that I put in the spreadsheet. And then I also did the same thing for cash receipts. My next area was to separate our food truck business income from our T-Bird income. And that way he can definitely decipher between the two what money goes with what business versus the other business. And if you're actually running two or three businesses at one time, you want to make sure your accountant is very aware of what money is going where. You got to paint a picture for your accountant so that your accountant knows exactly where and what and how and when. Because if they don't, they'll make mistakes. And then the mistakes end up affecting you and your freedom.
That's one way of looking at it.
I hope this workbook has enlightened you on how to set something up like what we've done to prepare for your accountant. If you're listening to the show and you think it's a really good item that you may be interested in getting from us, I would definitely send you the template, and you'll be able to create one yourself. We also are going to be doing a workshop. I was trying to get it in before tax season was over. Because we actually made this into a class on not only how to create Excel worksheets so that you can put all this different information in there, but to also give you some tips on how to set it up. And because, you know, tax season has come so quickly and gone, we probably won't be doing that class. However, if you do want it, we do have a webinar that was recorded that will give you some insight or some tips. Not the full course, but it was a webinar that we put together for the class, and I can send you that to you. All you have to do is request it. Basically, go to tbirdlive.com and click on the contacts page and enter in text webinar, and we'll send it a link to you so that you can definitely get a copy of that. And we'll also include the template for the workbook in Excel. So you can't beat that.
Not at all.
Not at all. All right, Rick, you were going to, let's go ahead and get to our next segment.
Because
we're too, we're going to do the T-Bird Did You Know. Now, I got this off the internet the other day, April 8th, in fact.
Now, what don't you know?
Well, this is interesting information about how Steve Jobs got started. And I just pulled it off. I'm going to read it to you. John Sculley is named president and CEO of Apple Computer after Steve Jobs convinced him to leave his position as president of PepsiCo. Now, PepsiCo is Pepsi. Everybody knows that. Uh-huh. While Steve Jobs wanted the position of president for himself, the then CEO, Mike Marcocula, did not think Jobs was ready to take on that responsibility. Jobs wanted Sculley based on his success growing Pepsi's market share against Coke. He wanted that same type of marketing success for Apple against IBM, part of computer industry.
Oh, he was talking that big money. Oh.
Yeah. Yep. You know, he wanted that same, you know, result in the computer industry. Jobs reportedly asked Sculley, do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life, or do you want to come with me and change the world? How big is that? That's what he
That's
said back
huge.
In 1983. That was the year Lamar was born. Our son was born January 6, 1983. So that's 30 some years ago. He had that vision. Ultimately, Sculley and Jobs entered into a power struggle. Sculley convinced Apple's board of directors to strip Jobs of all of his power within the company, and Jobs left Apple. So imagine that. This guy comes to you, gives you this big, gigantic opportunity, and in the end, you get rid of him after you got the job
just
for a few years.
His eye, right?
Oh, man.
Wow.
One has to wonder how the computer industry would be different today if Steve Jobs had been given lead of the company in 1983 instead of Apple opting to take the other guy. Recent history with companies such as Facebook, Google, and even Apple since Jobs' return has shown that visionaries can make great leaders of technology companies. So even though he didn't have a lot of experience running a company, he was a powerful visionary and was going to make sure that it got done. So now he changed the world because people are now starting their own companies and doing their own thing, and they're still changing the world and running the companies all at the same time. But when you ask that question, what do you think would have happened if Jobs would have got that position as president? I think we would have been at a disservice. And let me tell you why. Because he was ousted out, his main objective in the world at that particular point was to do something bigger and greater and outshine Apple. And now we have iPhones, iPods, iPads. My question would be to people is, would we have gotten that if he would have been drowned being president of Apple when he wanted it?
Well, all right. That's a good question. On like the fortune builders level, we have to start thinking on a new way of thinking because, like, the matter of fact, that's what he did. He stepped out of the box. And like,
do you think he would have done that if he
like,
was there?
Well, changing his mindset. I don't think he would have had the.
You think he would have been stuck?
I think he would have been in like a bottleneck because he would have been like controlled by like the company if he would have stayed. But, and that's another thing.
How much time do you think he would have been able to
I think it might have happened, but I think
on that level,
a long time.
You think it would have happened on that level?
Yeah, I think it will because if you look at like the paradigm shift of like how it should have been, I believe like it took a little bit more time.
Well, I don't think he would have come up with products. I think he would have stuck with like the software or trying to make the software greater and trying to. When he got ousted, I think he wanted, especially when he got offered that opportunity to work with that company where they did all the digital animation. I can't think of it off the top of my head. And that opened up his eyes to a whole new world.
Mm-hmm.
So Avatar and things like that came about after.
Right, with
you
the
know,
GUI
right.
interface and
so
stuff like that.
If he'd have been at Apple, he wouldn't have been exposed to that. He would have not, I don't think, would have had time. So him getting left out of the whole equation forced him to go into other areas, which and resulted in us, you know, with having online music. And so I think it was the best thing.
For him saying, like, the statement that he said back then, I mean, he was like a meaning of all ends. And now I like producers saying for us to wind it up.
Yep.
So you're like telling me.
That was a good ending to the show, talking about that.
Very
that
good.
Was your, did you know, I didn't give you a chance to
No,
but
that was all right, but
thank
you were warm because we had a little bit of time left. But again, as I say, at the end, time, the new money is what? Knowledge.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you live on TalkZone.com in 2 weeks. If you weren't able to see the show, go to TalkZone.com, click on the business tab, and you'll find T-Bird Live show, and you can review it again. You can see all of our video that goes along with it, and we look forward to seeing you real soon. Take care.
See you later. Thank you.